Father, we want to thank you this glorious morning of Christmas. We are grateful, Lord, for what you have done for us. Thank you, God, for making us to see this wonderful, this beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, God, for your preservation. Thank you between last year and this year. Thank you for your mercies over our lives. Thank you, God, for every form of protection. If it has not been the Lord, what will Israel say this morning? Lord, on behalf of all those who are listening to us today, we want to say thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, for your goodness, for your protection, for your abundance, for the grace, for everything that you have done in our lives. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. For every word you have sent to us, we say thank you. For every healing, we say thank you. For every miracle, we say thank you. For your power, we say thank you. Father, for this program, we say thank you for this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we mark the birth of Christ. Because with that is coming, life will become hopeless in this world. Thank you for sending Jesus. It was a great plan of redemption. Thank you, Father, Lord, for having mercy upon us. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have come to do in this world. Thank you, Father, Lord, because we appreciate you. Lord, in this program this morning, let the name of Christ be glorified. Lord, as I minister your word to your people, let life be transformed. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for this morning. This is a wonderful day. This is the day the Lord has made. Thank God because you made it. Thank God because you are part of those who are living. Oh my God. Blessed be God forever and ever and ever and ever in the name of Jesus. All that we can say to God today is thank you. Okay, you are saying you don't have money to buy chicken. How about the gift of life? Oh, you are saying you don't have cloth to wear this morning? How about, you know, divine covering of God upon your life? Yeah, how about that? You are complaining you have no money. How about somebody who is there, mad on the street? You are saying, you don't even have nothing to eat. How about those who are not alive? That is why this morning you must give God the glory and honor and adoration. And it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for all of you over there that you have been a source of encouragement to us on this program. I will still do that next week, which will be the first day of the year. In fact, if the Lord help us, we are going to make a live broadcast that day. But for now, I want to thank God for your spirit of followership and for your goodness and for your comment, for your support in every way that you have done for this program. I want to bless God on your behalf, all those who have been supporting us one way or the other. God bless you and God be with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas from all of us in Christian Dominion Network Ministries to you over there. And I also wish you a prosperous new year. Amen. Now let's go to the word of God this morning as the Lord has given it to us, and I'm sure that it will be a blessing to you. Today, we are going to share together on the plan of redemption. The plan of redemption. So God has plan. There is God's plan for your life. There is God's plan for your tomorrow. There is God's plan for your 2022. God has plan for you, and this plan comes to pass when you fit in to that plan. You know, the purpose why the plan of God has not become a reality in your life is because you did not enter into the plan. But I know that in the coming year, you and I, we will fit in into God's plan for our life in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank God for God's plan, you know, for your life. In fact, in the present, my thought for you is good and not evil, to give you a hope and a future. So he has a plan for you. Look, God has a plan for your children. God has a plan for, you know, for your family. He has a plan for your advancement, you know. God has plan for you. I want you to believe that this morning. He has plan for you. And one of his plan was sending Jesus Christ to this world. You see that? One of the plan of God for our redemption is sending Jesus to this world. You know, let's read Galatians chapter number 4 and let's read verses 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 and 5.
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
When the fullness of time comes. Are you seeing that? When the fullness. Now, your own fullness has come now. Your fullness of time to manifest has come. Your fullness of time that doors will open unto shall come. Door of fruitfulness will open. The fullness that you will get to the zenith of your life has come. You know, the fullness of time came. God sent forth his son. He was born of woman, born under the law. To do what? To redeem those who are under the law. That is you and I. Know the reason? We can't redeem ourselves. You know, no matter, you know, what you can do, you can't buy yourself over. Because to be redeemed means to be bought over. So, if we cannot, that is what we say in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 13, verse number 23. Jeremiah 13, 23.
Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots?
Yes. You know, this verse of the scripture reveals, you know, how hopeless man was. And that there is no amount of moral resolutions and uprightness that can change man from his sinful nature. There is no solution. There is no moral way. You know, like somebody would tell you in January, you know, he said, I will not drink beer again. I will not do this thing again. You know, but give him or her 2 weeks, he will go back to his vomit. You know the reason? Because man can't change himself. It takes God to change you. It takes God to help you to remove that habit. And I know that God is going to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. So man was sold into slavery. Don't forget that man is a sinner. Bible declares that all have sinned. All. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. All have sinned. Yes.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Who make us to sin? Adam. Why? He disobeyed God. God told them, you can eat everything in this garden. There is only one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You must not what? You must not eat it, but yet it disobeyed God. And every disobedience brings us into curse. So man entered into curse, you know, and that curse was upon man, you know, from that of Adam up till now. So Jesus, you know, was the one that God sent to convert us, to take away the curse. You know, the Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from what? From the curse of the world. Being made a curse for us, for the Bible says, curse is everyone that what? That is hanging on the tree. That the blessings of Abraham might become our own. So once curse is removed, blessings will flow. Every curse over your life, on this day of Christmas, they are rolled away in Jesus' name. Now, hear me, people of God. Every pronouncement that we make today is coming to pass over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, since the fall of man, all have remained in spiritual bondage. You know, all have remained in spiritual bondage. Man has been in bondage of sin. You know, what does it mean that? It means that sin or Satan drives man around. Man has no will again. Man has no power again. It is the power of the devil driving man. Can you see that? So, man is not just a sinner because he lives in sin, which he inherited in him. You know, that is, he's a descendant of Abraham, in whom all have been concluded sinner. So, man is not just a sinner, because he lived in sin. But because he's a dissenter, it means when Adam sinned, where were you that time? You are in his loins. You are there. You are part of him. You know, we are part of him. We are in his loins. So when Adam sinned, all of us have sinned. Have you seen that? That was how when Jesus Christ succeeded. When you are in Christ, all of us do it. We succeeded. So in Christ, the victory of Jesus is our victory. You know, and also the downfall of Adam was our downfall. So that's the reason why you must be born again. To be converted from Adamic to Messiah. You know, for you, when you know Jesus, the curse over your life will roll away. And then you will make heaven. So, you know, we are concluded sinners under Adam. See John 8:34. We are concluded sinners under, I will give you scriptures quickly before our time order today. You know, John 8:34, yes.
Jesus answered them, "Very, very, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin."
Whosoever committed sin has become servant. You know, it means that you will be serving sin. Can you see that? Now, look at Acts 8:23. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 23.
"For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the band of iniquity."
God was speaking to Simon there. You know that your heart is corrupted. You are full of evil. Look at Romans 6, verse 16. Romans 6, 16.
"Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness."
So is it that you obey Satan or you obey God? You obey sin or you obey righteousness. Can you see now? And once you are still a sinner, once you are not born again, you obey sin. But the moment you give your life to Jesus, you obey the righteousness of God. Romans 7:23. Romans 7:23. I want to give you scripture this morning on this Christmas day. You know, our state before, yes.
"But I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members."
Can you see the power of Adamic nature bringing, you know, Paul, you know, into sin? You know, so you do need to struggle with that sin again. That sin in your life, over this year, you have said, "I don't want to do it." You are still doing it. It's because you are not in Christ. You know, Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things has passed away." So, what am I saying? Our father, our first father, have sold us out to sin. And so, penalty is the death. Death is penalty of sin. So, that is what is now happening. So, the consequences of the breaking of law have been hanging on our neck since then. Can you see now? So, the consequence of what Adam did has been on our neck, which is the penalty of death. Romans 6:23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
"For the wages of sin is death."
The wages of sin is death.
"But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
Through Jesus Christ. So, there is a gift from God for you this morning. Jesus is that gift. The moment you come into that Christ, your Christmas is complete. Somebody that is celebrating Christmas without Christ is still in crisis. Somebody who have not yet known Jesus and today is going to church and wearing gorgeous dress is only dressing for hellfire. Until you know him, you can't celebrate him. Until you know him, that is why Christmas is not dress and shoe and all these things you think of. No, Christmas is getting intimate with what? With Christ. Now, how are you with Jesus? That is the question this morning. And see, I will see you after this time out.
Season greetings to all our audience on Church on Air program. It's our greatest delight to gift out some wonderful packages for as many of our audience that has been following this program from January. To receive your package, kindly send "Season Greetings from Church on Air" at text message to 080-33-855-927. Send "Season Greetings from Church on Air" as a text message to 080-33-855-927. 855-927 and we will reach out to you on how to pick up your package. Do have a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous New Year. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. No, we are telling the state of man when Adam fell, that all of us, we also went down with him. So man has been in this awful condition since. You know, I want you to know that it was on this note that God decided to do something to salvage man from the despairs. God discovered that the state where man is so despairing, you know, is so distressful, you know, and God now sent message of love to this world. You know, God sent message of love. And what is that message? In John 3:16. John chapter 3, verse number 16. Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Wow. Can you see the message of love? Jesus is that love. Can you see that? So for us to be converted from Adamic nature to Messiah nature, Jesus was coming. You know, when something happened in the days of Moses, when the snake was biting them, you know, because of their rebellion. And Babuna said, Moses prayed, God, take away this snake. God said, no, I will not take it away. What I will do is, you go and make a snake of brass, hang it on the cross, and anyone that is beaten, when he or she looks at that snake, what happened now? He will not die. Wow. I think we have preached that one on this platform before. Do you know that today, God has not removed Satan from the world? God now said, anyone that looks unto Christ will be what? Will be saved. Do you want to be saved? Simple, by believing in Christ. Putting everything in your life into Christ. Abandoning your life into what? Into Christ. When you do that this morning, God will be pleased with you. God will see you as a genuine child of His. Can you see that? So, you know, God proved this revelation by the name Savior. He showed us Jesus as what? As a Savior. He showed Jesus to us as a Savior. Luke chapter 1, let's see verse 47. Luke 1, 47.
And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
He said, my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. So Jesus is the Savior that was sent to this world. Can you see now? Jesus is that Savior. Jesus is that Lord. Now, let me say that, you know, that it is never God's wish that any should perish. Mm-mm. God does not want anyone to perish. You know? And that is why I need to let you know that Christianity is a way of life. It's not a religion. So the moment you don't come into it, that person has no future. For you to have future this morning is to give your life to Jesus. That is the only way. And the Lord will help us. So God doesn't want us to perish. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel 18. Let's read verse 23. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Yes.
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live?
God said we are to return. Return to God. Return from that waywardness. Return from that power of darkness. Return from all your way of life that does not conform with God. Return. God wants us to return. Also see Ezekiel 33, verse number 11. Ezekiel 33, verse 11.
Say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?
God said, turn ye, O you Nigerians, turn ye to serve God. Can't you see your land? Can't you see what is happening in your land? Can't you see that, you know, the whole thing is becoming something again? Why can't you come closer to Jesus? You know, even what the whole environment is saying today. Now, is this how the whole thing has been before? Is this how the celebration has been before? It has not been like this. God said, turn you to God. Hear me, the moment we turn to God in Nigeria, God will turn to us. So, God is not interested in the death of a sinner. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth?
God wants all men, everybody in your family, in your extended family, everybody living in your environment, that's God's desire, that all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Can you see now? And God is depending upon you. If you are saved, you must get others saved. If you are saved, you must arise for the salvation of others. That somebody who knows Christ celebrating Christmas. So, this year, the question now is this. How many souls have you won for the kingdom? For you to be qualified to celebrate Christmas. How many souls? How many people have you influenced into Christ? You know, you have been asking God, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. But God also have a need. And the need of God is souls. Because you want them to be saved. So, are you prepared? 1 Peter 3 was saying the same thing. 1 Peter chapter 3 in verse number 9. 1 Peter 3 verse 9.
Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto God, that ye should inherit a blessing.
Yes. So, we can see that, you know, God has vindicated himself of desire to see men saved by sending Jesus Christ. So, Jesus came purposely to save men. That's why he came. Ibalalomu Jesu aye. Ibalalomu Jesu aye. Ibalalomu Jesu aye o. Ojiya o kufumi. Ibalalomu Jesu a. Ibalalomu Jesu a. Ibalalomu Jesu aye o. Ojiya. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. Matthew 1 21.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Can you see? You will bring forth a child, and his name shall be called Jesus. And the purpose why he's living is for him to save his people. Excuse me, what are you living for? What are you living for? Are you living just to become what? What are you living for? You are living to glorify God. In everywhere you are, you must live for Jesus. God is looking unto you. So, live unto Christ. Live your life unto Christ. And when you do that, so Jesus means what? A savior. The name Jesus means Yeshua. Yeshua means Jehovah is salvation, or that the Lord is Savior. Jehovah is salvation, or Jehovah is Lord. Now, you can see the purpose of Christ coming. Can you see his purpose? There's a purpose for your own life too. Let me read the purpose of Jesus Christ to you again. You know, in Luke 19, verse number 10. Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10, yes.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Oh my God. The Son of Man came. Can you see? To what? To seek and to save that which is lost. That was the purpose why he came. He came to seek for you. Are you still in the fold? Are you still, you know, in the disciple band? Are you still doing his will? You know, he has come for you. He has come to take you away from those paths of darkness that is all over you. He has come to set you free. The purpose why he came. Bible says, you know, he came, you know, to destroy the works of the devil in your life. That's why he came. You know, he has come to redeem you. He has come to set you free. But you see now, you must give your life to him. If you don't give your life to him, he can't do anything. Why? Because he cannot enforce you. He can't force you. You know, look, you need to know that going to church is not going to heaven. Eh? And carrying a church, you know, certificate doesn't mean that, you know, you are carrying a certificate of life. You need to be born again and you need to serve him. So, he came not only to save man from sin and his ugly consequences, but to destroy Satan who brought sin into the world. Let's read it again. 1 John 3, 8. Read it again. You know, he came not only to save man, but also to destroy that demon, that Satan, that is not making your life to be accurate with God. Yes.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
Yes.
For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
The Son, Jesus Christ, came to destroy the work of the devil. Read Isaiah 14 for me, verse 27. Isaiah 14, 27.
For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannoy it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?
Wow. Can you see? So this morning, on this Christmas day, Jesus is calling you from that sin in your life. He wants to bless you. He wants you to become upright, to live a life of integrity. And as you live that, he will be happy with you. And he will bless you too more. This is my Christmas message to you. May God bless you. Till I see you tomorrow in church, it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Merry Christmas.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladisomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.